بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ ومزجعہ وجعل الجنۃ مثواہ کے خون میں ڈوبے ہوئے اشعار, اور مضمون بھی ہے خون کا سمندر, یعنی مجاہدۂ راہ سلوک. حضرت والا اپنے اشعار سے پہلے مولانا رومی کا ایک شعر نقل کرتے ہیں. عارفا زانند ہر دم آمنو, عارفا زانند ہر دم آمنو کے گزر کردند از دریائے خون. مضمون جو میں سمجھا ہوں وہ یہ ہے کہ عارفین ہر وقت ان کا ایمان تازہ ہوتا رہتا ہے, عارفین کا ایمان ہر وقت تازہ ہوتا رہتا ہے. جیسا کہ بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے اپنی ماں کے پیٹ سے, وہ کیسا تازہ ہوتا ہے, اس طریقے سے ان کا ایمان بالکل تازہ ہوتا رہتا ہے. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ وہ دریائے خون سے گزر کرتے ہیں, دریا خون سے وہ گزر جاتے ہیں, یعنی اپنے ارمانوں کا, اپنی حسرتوں کا خون کرتے ہیں, تو اس دریائے خون سے وہ گزرتے ہیں, اس لیے ان کا ایمان تازہ ہوتا رہتا ہے. مثلا عارف باللہ جب چلتا ہے راستے میں اور کوئی سامنے آ گیا نامحرم, فوراً انہوں نے اپنی نظر جھکا دی اور اپنی حسرتوں کا خون کر دیا, حسرت کا خون کر دیا, تو اس حسرت کے خون سے وہ گزر گئے, ان کا ایمان تازہ ہو گیا. ایک مثال ہے, اور حضرت والا کے اشعار کراچی میں موضوع ہوئے ہیں 1392 ہجری میں, 1392, اور ابھی ہم چل رہے ہیں 1440. کتنے سال ہو گئے؟ 48. ٹھیک ہے, 48 گیا, 48 سال پہلے کے یہ اشعار ہیں. 48 سال پہلے کا حضرت والا کا مال میں آپ کو دے رہا ہوں. سنو داستان مضطر, سنو داستان مضطر, کیسے؟ ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر, ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر, یہ لہوں لوہا کا منظر, یہ لہوں لوہا کا منظر, میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر, میرے خون کا بحر احمر, میرے خون کا بحر احمر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, میں کلی ہوں نا شگفتہ, میں کلی ہوں نا شگفتہ, میری آرزو شکستہ, میں ہوں ایک ہوش رفتہ, گویا میں مجنون ہوں اللہ کے راستے کا, ہوش رفتہ یعنی جس کے ہوش و آواز اڑ گئے ہو. یہ تو وہ ہوتا ہے مجنون جو دنیا کی لیلاؤں میں اپنے ہوش کو بے حواس کر دیتا ہے, اور ایک اللہ والا ہوتا ہے, اللہ کا ولی ہوتا ہے, جو اللہ کی محبت میں اپنے ہوش و آواز کو کھو بیٹھتا ہے. میں ہوں ایک ہوش رفتا, میرا درد راز بستا, میری حسرتوں کا منظر, میری حسرتوں کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے. کیا کہا؟ میرے غم, میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے میری چشم خون فسا ہے. دل جو ہے وہ غم میں ڈوبا ہوا ہے اور میری آنکھیں جو ہے وہ آنسوؤں میں لوٹ پوٹ ہے. آنسو گویا میری آنکھوں سے خون کے آنسو بہ رہے ہیں. میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے, میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے, میری چشم خون فسا ہے, میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے, میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے. فغاں سے پہلے دیکھیے, فغاں سے پہلے حضرت اپنا حال بیان فرما رہے ہیں کہ میرا دل جو ہے غموں میں ڈوبا ہوا ہے اور میری آنکھ جو ہے خون بہا رہی ہے, اس کے بعد میں اللہ سے نوحہ کر رہا ہوں. میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خاں ہے, یعنی میرا فغاں ایسا ہے کہ میرے فغاں پر فلک بھی نوحہ خاں ہے, فلک بھی رو رہا ہے. اللہ اکبر, کس درد میں ڈوبے ہوئے اشعار ہے اور کس درد سے حضرت نے یہ لکھے ہیں بلکہ آئے ہیں, اس کا اندازہ میں اور آپ نہیں کر سکتے. میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے, میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خاں ہے, میری بے کسی کا منظر, میری بے کسی کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. اب حضرت اپنی زندگی کیسے گزار رہے ہیں ذرا اندازہ لگا دیجیے. یہ طرف طرف کے جینا, کیا بات کیا بات کیا بات, یہ طرف طرف کے جینا, طرف کے معنی طرف نہ کسے کہتے ہیں, عذرا میں اللہ نے ابھی ہم نے ایک مثال ڈالی ہے, طرف نہ کسے کہتے ہیں وہ عذرا میں بیان کر لوں, کہہ دوں کہ آپ معاملے آپ لوگوں نے کسی نے مرغی ذبح کی یا نہیں کبھی, تو مرغی کو ذبح کرتے ہیں اور ذبح کرنے کے بعد اس کو چھوڑ دو, پھر دیکھو وہ کیا کرتے ہیں, اس کو کہتے ہیں تڑپنا, اس کو کہتے ہیں تڑپنا. یہ تڑپ تڑپ کے جینا, اور کیوں, لہو آرزو کا پینا, یہ تڑپ تڑپ کے جینا, لہو آرزو کا پینا, یہی میرا جام و مینا. ہائے ہائے, اس کو حضرت والا اپنا جام و مینا بیان کر رہے ہیں. یہی میرا جام و مینا, یہی میرا جام و مینا, یہی میرا سور سینا, میری وادیوں کا منظر, میری وادیوں کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. حضرت والا کی آہ کیا ہوتی ہے سماعت فرمائیے. میری آہ کا اثر ہے, میری آہ کا اثر ہے, میرے درد کا ثمر ہے, کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے, کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے, میرے آنسوؤں سے تر ہے, میرے آنسوؤں سے تر ہے میری عاشقی کا منظر, میری عاشقی کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا نہ سنبھل کر. حضرت والا کا جگر, اس کی حالت کیا ہے, حضرت کے الفاظ میں سنیے. میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے, کیا کہا, میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے, میری چشم چشمے تر ہے. غم جگر اور چشم دونوں کا حال آ گیا. میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے, میری چشم چشم تر ہے, میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے, میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے, میرا بحر لہو سے تر ہے, میرا بر لہو سے تر ہے, میرے بحر و بر کا منظر, میرے بحر و بر کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے, وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے, وہی میرا رازداں ہے. ہائے ہائے, وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے, وہی میرا رازداں ہے, میرا حال خود زباں ہے, میرا حال خود زباں ہے, میرا عشق بے زباں ہے. کیا بات, کیا بات. حال کو تو کہا زبان اور اس کو کہا بے زبان. میرا حال خود زباں ہے, میرا عشق بے زباں ہے, کسی بے زباں کا منظر, کسی بے زباں کا منظر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. چلتا ہوں, اور کچھ اچھا ہے, لمبا ہے, تین دس سال باقی رہیں گے. میری فکر لامکاں ہے, میری فکر لامکاں ہے, میرا درد جاویداں ہے, میرا قصہ دل ستاں ہے, دل کو لے جانے والا, دل کو توڑنے والا. میرا قصہ دل ستاں ہے, میری رگ سے خون رواں ہے, میرے خون کا سمندر, میرے خون کا سمندر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر, ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. حضرت والا کا غم کیا ہوتا ہے؟ میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر. کیا بات ہے, یعنی بالکل الٹی دنیا ہے اللہ والوں کی. میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر, یعنی ہم تو خوشی کو بہتر سمجھتے ہیں اور غم کو ناخوش سمجھتے ہیں, اور حضرت والا بالکل الٹا فرماتے ہیں. آنکھوں کو بند کرتے ہیں دیدار کے لیے, آنکھوں کو بند کرتے ہیں دیدار کے لیے, ہم جو ہے آنکھوں کھولتے ہیں دیدار کے لیے. میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خار گل سے خوشتر، میری شب قمر سے انور، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، غم رہنما کا منظر، غم رہنما کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. حضرت والا نے بہت سارے اشعار میں اپنے خون کا سمندر بہا دیا، لیکن آخری شعر میں حضرت والا کا توازو دیکھیے. یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، کیا بات کہہ دی. یہ جو کچھ آپ نے سنا ہے ہمارا کمال نہیں ہے، کیا ہے؟ اوپر کا کرم. یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، ما اصابک من حسنۃ فمن اللہ. یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، جو پڑا ہے ان کے در پر. یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، جو پڑا ہے ان کے در پر. اور کیوں پڑا ہے؟ کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، غم شام ہے سحر پر، میری زندگی کا منظر. آخر میں فرماتے ہیں یہ میری پوری زندگی کا منظر آپ نے سامنے رکھ دیا. میری زندگی کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. فريندز، ديز اشعار اعتذر كاري يعقوب صاحب متزل علي السيد ذا كراكس اوف ذا لايف اوف اور بلاد دادا شيخ حضرت عارف بلا شاه رومي زمانه تبريز دورا مولانا محمد حكيم اختر صاحب رحمه الله عليه. ذات ان ديز اشعار ذا كراكس اوف هيز انتاير لايف، ذا كراكس of the life of a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been mentioned. And this is way beyond me. A person who knows what is love will be able to translate these ashar. The Urdu, the level of the Urdu, and the words that have been used, the way of expression, is far beyond me. But the literal translation, through it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me also a little tawfiq and us all, that we really set our feet in this direction of seeking the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become beloved to a person, then nobody will have to be given a bayan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be obeyed. Our Shaykh gives us a very, very beautiful example that if there is somebody who comes and leaves a basket of fruit at our house every morning, fresh fruit of all types, from different places, different varieties, and he leaves it, and every morning when you're going out of the house, you find this basket of fruit, if you've got some metal in us, then we'll try and find out who is this person. And when you come to find out who this person is, who's so gracious, so kind, so benevolent, then we'll even tell our children that, listen, beta, if you see this man anyway, go out of your way to make salam to him. If he knocks at your door 2 o'clock in the morning, be ready to answer to his call. He's such a kind man. Then what about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us everything? That's the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the families that we have, the houses. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try and enumerate one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is beyond the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count even one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these ash'ar, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is mentioning true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is so kind, Allah is so gracious, as our Shaykh has taught us so many times, that daily take out some time to make shukr of Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making ibadat at night, that the Sahaba taking pati on him, our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha taking pati on him, his feet are swelling, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you exert yourself so much when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already announced and revealed that he's overlooked even your human errors? Anbiya, they are protected, they are masoom from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even error of judgment as a human being, that also Allah has pardoned. And why are you exerting yourself? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afala akuna abdan shakura. Then should I not be a gracious, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in this Ashar, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is teaching us the true love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman. This iman that Allah has blessed us with, may aya nahi hu, bulaya gaya hu, may aya nahi, may laya gaya hu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that we be amongst the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that we be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, we are in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, the month of the birth of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made us in the ummah of that great Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are short titles, Khoon ka samandar, the oceans of blood. The oceans of blood of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person puts his foot on his heart when temptation brings itself in front, when there are occasions of temptation, of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person puts his foot on his nafs, he puts his foot on his desires and says that I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blessed me with this iman. That kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the tawfiq of coming to these majalis. That the Ahlullah, that when we see them, Alladina Idha Ra'u, when you see them, Fukir Allah, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did I know what is salah? What did I know what is fasting? What did I know what is all this? We learn it in the company of the Ahlullah. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah is teaching us in this ashar. It says, Suno data e mustar, zara dil pe haath rakh kar, that, O people, listen to the scene, listen to the life, dasna, to the history, listen to the lifestyle of a mustar, of a restless person. A person like Hazrat Qari Sahib gave the example of a chicken which is half slaughtered and comes out of the hen. How it will run around. Sometimes at the occasion of Qurbani when it happens with a bull, and the bull is half slaughtered, and then if you remember 2-3 years ago at one farm where the bull stood up and ran for about 10 kilometers. Finally, everybody, even the police force getting together, had to shoot it down. So that is the condition of a mustar, a person who is mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we call a majloob, that other people will say that this person is mad. And this person is in a condition of his own. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going. But those are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So listen to the life story of such a person who is a mustar. Zara dil pe haath rakh kar. Put your hand on your heart and think. We are living in the same time. We are living in the same zamana, in the same atmosphere, in the same environment. The temptations which come to us, come to them as well. But how they control themselves. How they make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their focus. How they make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their object. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where he mentions that the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way of life to follow. But for the person who has made Allah his object. For the person who has made Qabr his focus. So like that, put your hand on your heart and think of those people, that they are living in the same time as you, but how they control themselves when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they put their foot on their desire and they control themselves to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never to give nafs a chance. So I will just try and do a literal translation. He says, Ye lahu laha ka manzar, mera sar hai zair khanjar, that this environment of lahu and laha, that blood all the time flowing, if there is chaos, if there are riots and there is anarchy on the streets, we know shops are being burned, vehicles are being burned, this is being destroyed. In an environment like that, when it comes to spirituality and ruhaniyat, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this temptation came in front, now it is the month of December, I must go for holidays, I must do this, I must do that, now there is an occasion in the house, there is a wedding, I must do it how everybody else does it, then a person controls himself. This environment of anarchy, of chaos, of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now mera sar hai zair khanjar, my head is actually like below, it is in the shade of a sword, that any time it can take my life. This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling me in this environment of anarchy. It says, Mere khun ka behre ahmar, zara dekhna sambhal kar. That the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behre ahmar. Ahmar, most red. That is, one is red, blood that is red, but deep red. That such temptations come to a person, and still a person controls himself, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leads his life how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to lead it, then look at that person's life. Look at how he has controlled himself. If he can do it, you can do it. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلِكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah ordained fasting upon you, like he ordained it upon nations before you. If they could do it, you can do it. These people are loving in the same time as you are loving. The same temptations that come to you, come to them. They control themselves. You can control yourself. Set a heart, put your hand on your heart and think. Take a deep sigh and ponder. That تَفَكُّرِ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ قِيَامِ لَيْلَةٍ. A little bit of pondering in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder in the object of your creation, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. This is far more superior than standing in the in nafil of ibadat for the entire night, which does not mean that we should not offer nawafil, etc. But to ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very, very great thing. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, May kaliyuhu naashugufta, mari arzu shikatta, that I am an unbudded blossom. Meri arzu shikatta, my desires, these are broken. Like Hazrat Allah taught us, إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها. That when a city is conquered, when another country is overpowered by somebody else, another place is conquered, then the conquerors, the person, people who took it over, what they do? They destroy everything, the history, the culture, the people of position. They put them into jails. Like that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart of a person, then that heart is so to say broken. All the temptations, now a person controls it. Sort of an earthquake came onto that heart. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur will come into that heart. All the rebellious shayateen, all the rebellious whims and desires and fancies, this will all leave the heart, so to say. Allah will imprison them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he touches. I become his feet by which he walks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says, Mehu ek hosh rafta, mera dard raaz basta, meri hasraton ka manzar, zara dekhna sambhal kar. I am just I am such a person whose intellect, now I am not using my own thinking. Now I am being controlled. Now Allah, as we said in this hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he touches. Now I'm in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is my beloved. My object is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see a person like that, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Sara dekhna samalkar. Take lessons, sit back and ponder. Think that if they can, then you can also do this. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mere dil mein gham niha hai, mere chashm mein khuf asha hai. In my heart, ghame niha, there is a hidden worry, a hidden concern. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see his entire life. There's a caravan coming from here. Where can I go and meet them? How can I speak to them? Meet this one in privacy. Meet those, that fafla is coming. The days of Hajj when they came. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in secret to meet this one, to meet that one, to speak to his family. That worry, that concern that was hidden in the heart, never gave a person rest. Never gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rest. That is Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying, that in my heart, there is a gham, there is a worry, there is a concern which is hidden. Meri chashm khuf fisha hai, because of that worry, because of that concern, there is always, so to say, blood coming out of my eyes. Instead of crying tears, they were crying tears of blood. What is the condition of the ummah? What is happening here? We always say this, that but how much lesson are we taking? What difference am I making in my life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, Meri lab pe wo khufuha hai, fikke falak bhi no haqa hai. On my tongue, there's always that worry, that worry. We see Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi, even after becoming sick, even after becoming bedridden, even after having to go in the wheelchair, Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, how they travel the entire world. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in a wheelchair, Hazrat Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in a wheelchair. That come what may, this worry, this concern, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it says that leave all your musti out, and now go village and Qarya, go to each and every place, try and spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, oh, tabligh jamaat, how they got for gushed, how the khususi mulaqat, umumi mulaqat, meet this one, meet that one. This worry, this concern is the driving factor behind everything. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart. And then again, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, that meri be kasi ka manzar, zara dekh na samal kar, that this recklessness of mind, this condition of which you see me in as if I have got no support. Baykati in one shi'r, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, that besides you, O Allah, there is nobody for me. So this outward condition of mind that you see as if I'm without any support, nobody to help, nobody, no wealth behind me, no this support, as if I've got no support whatsoever. But look at this condition. What to put your heart on your hand on your heart and take some lesson, ponder upon it and think upon it, that what is the object of life, what is the mission of this person? Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena, yahi mere jaam o meena. Yahi mera tur hai sun asina, that just being restless, ye tadap tadap ke jeena, that to be restless all the time, every step. One time we were traveling with Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, and came, we had to stop at one place, spend the day at the hotel. There was a television in the room, he made us put a bed sheet over it. That even the sabab of guna, something that can lead you to guna, cover that up, stay away from it. So all the time, ye tadap ke, all the time keeping a check on one's life, on every action of oneself. To be restless at every step, every turn, and in this way to spend one's life, that you don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu arzu ka peena, that when the occasion of temptation comes, now you tell your nafs that I will not obey you. And then that restlessness that I could have done this, I could have made a quick buck here, I could have looked at that woman there. Ye lahu ka peena, that the temptation when I was controlling, and this life of restlessness to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahi mera jaam o meena, this is what I have to offer. That I'm going around the world, going from place to place, country to country, speaking to people, this is what I have to offer. This is the goblet that I'm giving you. Take from it, drink from it. Ki ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. That is the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't just come about on its own. When you are going to the company of the Ahlullah, then this is what you will get. So you're saying that this is my message. This is the same message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah. Come to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize who created you. Realize that one day you are going to be going from this dunya. Control yourself, that the life of this world is very, very, very short. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every being will taste of death. One day you are going to be gone. And one shaykh, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, did say also that one day we will not be around. And today we see it, how many 4 or 5 years Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is gone. His teachings are still with us. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, his teachings are still with us. All our akabirin, the teachings are still with us. What is my condition? Tomorrow I'm gone. Maybe my children will take my name. After that, who? Let us do something that we can get perpetual reward. We can prepare for that akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me understanding first of all. Meri aankh ka asar hai, mere dard ka samar hai, ke jahan bhi sange dar hai, mere aansu se tar hai. That this is the effect, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he makes and he cries in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many buzurgs came? Hazrat Damat bin Rakadum teaches us, that was Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, whoever it was, some great buzurg, when he came to this country in the 60s. Then, when he made dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish madaris here. Today we can see those madaris, we can see those Darul Uloom, we can see those khankas. All the effect of the Ahlullah, that where they see and what they say, and then they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To meri aah ka ye asar hai. Any Allah wala, that when he says ah, and he takes out that deep sigh in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes dua, mere dard ka samar hai, the fruit of his pain, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has in his heart. What is the fruit of it? Ke jaha bhi sange dar hai, mera aansuo se tar hai. That Haji Imdadullah Haji Makki rahmatullah alayhi, when he was informed of the establishment of Darul Uloom Deoband, and he said, you do not know how many years of crying it took, and making dua in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we will go to them, then this, in other fields, a professor, a doctor, he will not want his student to supersede him, teach him everything. But in this field, every person, every lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants that love to be instilled in the hearts of others, even more than it is within themselves. And this is the effect of my this is the effect of our du'as. میری عاشقی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. اینی لور آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, لک ایٹ دیم, پٹ یور ہینڈ آن یور ہارٹ, ٹیک آؤٹ اے لٹل بٹ ٹائم ٹو پونڈر اینڈ آسک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ لک ایٹ دیئر لائف اینڈ میک دعا ٹو اللہ دیٹ اللہ گیوز اٹ ٹو اس ایز ویل. فرادر حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے, میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے, میری چشم تر ہے, دیٹ مائی جگر مائی ہارٹ اٹ از غم زدہ, اٹ از فل آف پین آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, and that how can I please my beloved, how can Allah be subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with me, wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar, that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest thing. Not only that, dhalika huwal fawzul azim, that most certainly is the greatest success. So this worry, this concern is in my heart all the time. Meri chashme tar hai, my eyes are such eyes that are always crying in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at my condition, looking at the condition of people, that what was our object of life, what we were supposed to be doing, and what we are doing, how we are passing our life. All the time this concern that, oh Allah, how can you be pleased with me? Oh Allah, how can the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back to the object? How can we realize what is the purpose of our creation? Mera bahr khun se tar hai, mera bar lahu se tar hai. One is bahr, one is bar. The dry portion, the earth, and bahr, the ocean. Whether I'm on the ocean, whether I'm on land, whether I'm flying in the sky, in the aeroplane, wherever I am, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, main jahan bhi hu jis fiza mein rahu, taqwa mera hamesha salamat rahe. That wherever I may be, I may be on a cruise, I may be on a ship, I may be on a boat, I may be on a bus, I may be on a train, I may be on a plane, wherever I am, I may be at home, I may be in the masjid, I may be in a place of business, wherever I am, oh Allah, let it be that my taqwa is always salamat, it must remain intact. It must never ever break. And Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi taught us so beautifully that to me remain intact means a person who's bawzu all the time, his wuzu does break. When his wuzu breaks, he makes wuzu again. Person's got taqwa, you make a mistake, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you mend it again, you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most forgiving.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before getting on with our talk with regard to the أشعار, these are of a very very high level. And roughly I was just calculating, I think that Hazrat's age was at about 30 at that time. At that time, at that young age, when a person has got a lot of ambitions in life, when everything you want to build your empire, you are worried of your children, your dunya, etc. Your desires are also at their height at that time. At that time, these poems of Hazrat Allahu Akbar. And then it reminds also that of Hazrat Mansur Hallaj, that great Buzurg who said, Anal Haq, that I am the truth, I am Allah. And he was given a sentence, he was put on the gallows for that. But when they had executed him and the blood that flowed, every drop wrote Allah, Allah, Allah. Then even the great, great ulama in Sufia of the time also signed that he has to be executed for making. But he and another great buzurg came to him when before he was executed, he was being punished. And that blood also, he saw the great, great anwarat of Allah. So he asked him, that, what is my position? He explained, that buzurg explained his position, where am I? He says, you're not even in the A of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then he said, when you reach some position, so we can't understand this. Allah forgive us. But we make our niyat, according to niyat Allah Ta'ala, we hope Allah is so merciful that He gives us those stages, and with niyat we try and make our effort also to reach there. Otherwise, as Qari Sahib has explained, that these people are the real seeing people. But we regard them as blind. They don't know what's happening in the world. They are old-fashioned. What's happening? They lost. But actually, we are lost. It's a complete opposite thing. We feel that they are mad, and they know that we are mad. They are mad in the love of Allah, and that is that eternal, what they will get in the akhirat. Also, one aspect is that, yeah, we want a nice, good life here. Alhamdulillah, we have to ask for afiyat. We can't do without it. We have to beg Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. We are too weak. But these people, as Hazrat explains in other poems, in his difficulties and his hardships, his enjoyment is in there. And we don't want to see difficulties and hardships. Just one point to understand that our real results are not in this world. Results are in akhirah, that we all know. But we want results here. Yeah, I made namaz, my life must go nice. I did this ibadat, I did that. Allah must give me barakat in my rozi. I give so much charity, etc. We want the results here. Yeah. But actually, a student writing an exam, and while writing the exam, he is going to become a doctor, engineer, whatever. And he's already seeing that he's got a big car, 2-3 cars, he's got a mansion, he's going on holidays, he's living this life. If he thinks of all that in his exam paper, he won't even write his exam paper. So we, our whole life till mort, we are writing our exam paper. A mu'min, that is our life here. Results will come in the akhirat. But all of us, we want results here. And we want it in the akhirat, but that is a bit at the back of the mind. What we really want now, everything, Allah Ta'ala, for us to understand all this is not so easy. Allah give us tawfiq, and this is why we come, and that also, mashallah, it gives so much pleasure also. We know we are not worthy of it at all, but brothers from where and where have come. And all for one thing, to try and gain this love of Allah, to gain this obedience of Allah, to acquire this taqwa that we all want at the bottom, we all want that. That is why we are coming, sacrificing the weekend, sacrificing the Sunday morning. Everyone wants a different life on this Sunday morning, but we have sacrificed. And from where and where have we come? Just for our little inspiration, my inspiration, all of us, we have one brother here, Irfan, he's from Bombay. Stand up, Irfan. Stand up, little. Let all see you, make ziyarat of you. Stand up, little. Let all see you, mashallah. Mashallah. Come sit here in front, Irfan. Irfan is from Bombay. He's an IT expert. Mashallah, Allah has blessed him with a lot of dunya. And he says, since about 4 years, and that also we don't know where is Bombay and how many people in Bombay. And where are we here in South Africa? How he made contact, only Allah knows. And since 4 years he wants to come, and desperate to come. Twice his visa was refused also. And still he was desperate. Then he heard from the bayan that 100 times, astaghfirullah, 100,000 times a person reads, Allah does your work for you. He did that. He applied. Allah gave him the visa. And then he came. He was asking, when should we come? We were thinking of giving a little later date. Next, I heard he said his ticket is booked. He's on his way, and here he is already. And like that also, from where and where brothers have come. And for that also, Allahu Akbar. Wajabat muhabbati lil mutahabbina fiya. Allah declares, Allah says, my muhabbat is compulsory for those people who come together in the love of Allah Ta'ala. We are far, we can't even think what is the love of Allah and what you have to go through for that love of Allah Ta'ala. But we all cherish it, we want it. And inshallah Allah will deal with us accordingly also. And then we come here and we are sitting now together also in the love of Allah Ta'ala. No business, no sports, no politics, nothing. Just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we are meeting one another, that also in the love of Allah. And then we spend, how all have spent money to come here, have spent time to come here, all the spending also, energies that are given, all for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Also we are all well aware of that hadith, that people who get together from different parts of the world, from different families, and for what? For the pleasure of Allah. Hey, just to please Allah. Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy on those people. And then, in fact, in that hadith, it comes to this extent, that when they get up, Allah declares, I've forgiven all of them. And the forgiveness of Allah is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We mustn't just think it's forgiveness. It's we can think that we have wronged somebody. So much we wronged him. And he says, I forgive you. And our everything is connected with that person. We can't do without him. And we have wronged him. And that is our condition. The way we have wronged Allah Ta'ala. And we cannot do without Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, you said, forgive me, forgive you. You came here in this majlis like this, forgive us. So much so then the malaika say, Ya Allah, one person came and he didn't come for that majlis. And he didn't come to learn the love of Allah. He just came, somebody told him, we're coming there, you also come, we'll meet there. I have to give you a parcel, I have to meet you there. So you also come. So you didn't really come for that. Allah Ta'ala says, "Hum qawmun la yishqa bihim jalisuhum." These are such people that those who just sit with them also, for them also I forgive. What is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? We cannot imagine. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. We are far from fit for it. Nowhere we come. But Allah's mercy, and that is all we have got, the Sahara, the hope of the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala shower His special mercies upon us and the whole Ummah. And Allah give hidayat to the whole of mankind and jinnat also. Allah accept us all for His deen and that deen which pleases Allah, which Allah wants from us. Allah let us live by that, die on that, and Allah raise us on that, and then shows us His special fazl on that on the day of Qiyamah. And another little bit, by way of introduction, just to refresh for myself, for all of us, that we should read Durood Sharif every day. Allah give us tawfiq, and at the same time, let us just think that today, did I read Durood Sharif? Every day we should read at minimum 10 duroods, which is really very little. 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening. Try and make this a great virtues for this also. And on a Friday, try and increase our Durood Sharif, how much we can take it to 100. Very fortunate if we can take it to 1,000. And read Durood Sharif also with passion and with love. And then another thing, that we all make the niyat also, and effort also, that we acquire the knowledge of every sunnah. That knowledge is also very valuable by Allah Ta'ala. So we make that niyat and then we try to acquire the knowledge in whichever way. From kitabs, by mixing with ulama, with pious people, going out in jamaat, whichever way we try. And we try and keep a check also that what new sunnah has come in my life 6 months ago, 1 year ago. Am I practicing on another sunnah? We can never, all the sunnahs, Allahu Akbar, the complete lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we, and in this zamana, and in this places, where are we going to? But we try. So, and then to have the love of every sunnah. May Allah, this is also a very great thing, especially in these days when people are making active effort to go against the sunnah. The sunnahs must come out of the lives of the people. At that time, the love of the sunnah is much more valuable. So we should make dua also, Ya Allah, give me the love of every sunnah. Some people said in their country, the people look down very much on the miswak. So for us to have the love of the miswak at this time, how great isn't it? Some places here with us, in fact, there was a discussion among some people, and they asked some young girls that when we clean the plate now after eating, isn't it if we do it like amongst our people, ordinary, they'll think this person now, what is he, greedy? Or is he dirty? What is he now? And our habit on the bones, we leave so much meat, the amount of rice, and when we are eating rice, on the side of the plate, how much we leave it, that is far from the sunnah, to have the love of the sunnah. And the sunnah tariqah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to completely clean the plate like it doesn't need washing after that. So much he used to clean it. And around the plate, it's like an uncivilized people, they regard that as something, how they mess it everywhere. But the sunnah way, the dastarkhan is like clean after you have eaten. You clean it again, but it is like clean. What's the civilized way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And no wastage of anything, not one grain of rice, nothing whatsoever. No wastage. Allah give us the love of every sunnah. And then to practice upon every sunnah also. Allah give us tawfiq. If we see ourselves from head to toe, there are still many sunnahs which are not in us. But we should love it. We love the amama. We're not wearing it. But we love it, we cherish it, we would like to have it. So every sunnah, what it is, at night to put surma in the eyes, whatever. There are many, many sunnahs which we are still not practicing. But at least to have the cherish, and Allah bless us with that love of the sunnahs, inshallah. And then to propagate the sunnahs also. That is also the great rewards for propagating the sunnahs. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The sunnahs are those which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. Sunnat ways are the most complete, perfect ways of life. So we Allah put it into us, sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. Now if you anything you want to do in the most beautiful way you want to do it is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala with only perfection, only beauty, everything. Allah send us this beautiful model of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to become my beloved, here is my model. Follow him. Those are the things that I love. We don't have to be loved by the people, loved by Allah. And when Allah loves us, he puts the love in the people. When we want to get directly the love of people and we want to please them, it works the opposite. But if we gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will put the love in their hearts. And then they will get attracted, and not for our sake, but for the sake of deen. To be loved for the sake of deen. And sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. The most easiest way to love life is the way of sunnat. The most practical, most easy way of life. Allah give us understanding. And this all also applies when that environment is like that. When the environment is opposite today, now to keep a beard, sunnat beard, or to for a woman to have niqab, all these things seems difficult because the whole environment is against it. We have to make an environment, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, we are not the products of times. Then times are like that, now what can we do? Times are hard, times are difficult. No, we are the designers of times. We have to design the time and make it suitable and conducive for Islam to be practiced. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that when I came, Islamu ghariban. Islam was strange. It was, nobody could understand practices of Islam. And the time will come again when it will be difficult. But those people at that time, one is those people who will change the condition. And the conditions and difficulties, we don't have to worry about that. Theories and all what the people who are plotting against Islam and what the think tanks are doing and all that. But the simplest solution to all this is just to practice upon sunnah. In any and everything, whether we know they're plotting and planning and what they are trying to do against us, that we don't know, so it doesn't. But just practice sunnah, we will be protected. And that is so easy for everyone. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayat kareema, which I have recited the two ayats, with regard to the great honorable position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but as a complete embodiment for alameen, for all the universe, for the entire creation. Allah sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rahmat, as a mercy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whole coming, his, all his teachings, everything, he's leaving this dunya, everything is just sarata, complete and perfect rahmat for us. Allah, let us understand it, give us the tawfiq to study the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mission, his object, and we come to understand, and Allah put it in our heart that he was only mercy. Mufassirin have written, with regard to all the anbiya, but particularly with Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, that his people were all engaged in disobedience of Allah, idol worship, and they were very haughty and strong people. Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is more stronger than us? They should make zulm, oppress the people, very bad life. But Allah showed his mercy upon them. When he chose Salih alayhi salam, Salih ibn Ubaid, from amongst them, and he made him his Nabi now. That was the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So any effort of deen, whether it's Tabligh Jamaat, the Darul Ulooms, the Khanqas, all the efforts of deen to bring people to deen, that effort is a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But when this effort is done, then people look at it opposite, because they are so used to that life. From the forefathers, shaitan doesn't work over 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20-year plan. A long, long time he works. So the forefathers, where they were pious people, as writer at the top. But coming down, how he brought one thing. And yeah, again, see, there are new things coming in our deen also. We see our deen is changing. As some of our brothers said, that our children, what we knew of deen, they will know deen the complete opposite. That is deen. So this change that comes very gradually. The answer by sunnat, the mastaku bi sunnati. Just hold firmly onto my sunnat, and you hold firmly, the change can't come. So every answer of all our problems is to hold onto sunnat. And how much must we hold onto the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Somebody will say that we are very hard and very harsh, and we are very, in all our matters, very hard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abbu alayha bin nawajis. Hold on to it firmly with your nawajis, with your teeth at the back. In other words, that you won't let it slip out at all. So we have to be firm. That is what is required. But today, anyone who tries that, then that person is a fundamentalist. That person is all other. And these titles are going to come. And a person, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, think what you are saying. Again he repeated 2-3 times, whatever. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you really love me, be ready for difficulties and hardships. That is the way of a deen. If we want it smooth sailing, everyone must praise us. That is the opposite. If you want that way of life, then you go on that free way of life. But if you want to practice, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the time will come when you want to practice on deen, will be like you are holding burning embers in your hand, burning coal, charcoal in your hand. Like this it will be. So if you want to practice on deen, you'll have, part of it is all criticism from all sides also, and in fact, amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they used to say that if we see somebody living and everyone loves him very greatly, then we feared of mudahanat, that this person is not practicing on deen properly. He is like a weathercock, making everyone happy. Would this people make them happy? Would those people make them happy? Well, that is the case. If you practice on deen, la mahala, you have to, people have to be against you. Shaitan has to be against you.
all these things have to be against you if you're going to practice on deen. So Allah Ta'ala, this rahmat which Allah has sent, embodiment of rahmat, to give us that yaqeen and understanding what it is to practice on the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we might understand rahmat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. And many people have faced this condition. You're practicing on sunnah, now you see your life is not what you wanted it to be. Now many friends have cut off from you. Many people have left you now because you are practicing sunnah. So that's a natural thing that is going to happen. When we get this reality, we have to know that we have to please Allah. We have to make Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. The people that we know, and not our object that we want to displease people, we just got our life. If people are happy with that, follow, alhamdulillah. But if they don't, they feel different, then that is their problem. Many times their problem, we make our problem. No, that is their problem. That's not our problem. We have to see. And also, we have got enough sins of our own which we are carrying. Now, yet to carry more sins to make other people happy. And as our Buzurg say, many times people ask them some masala. They say, this is the masala. Then the person insists, no, it's like this also. We have this difficulty, we have that difficulty. They give a simple answer, bhai, if you want to go to Jahannam, you go. Don't make my neck the bridge for you to go. That you want me, I must tell you, yeah, you are helpless now. And we can't help it, you go. So in other words, you want to make me the bridge for you to go. You want to go, you go. But you don't make me the bridge. And at the same time, also all these things, Allah give us tawfiq to understand, we just say Jahannam. But what is Jahannam? The ayat of the Quran and the details in the hadith, we can't take it. We will go mad if we have to. What is Jahannam? We have to understand. It's not easy just today. Children say, their mother tell her, this is haram. She say, in that case, I don't want to be a Muslim. It's not a simple thing like that. That many things, we just want to throw it overboard. We have to think that clouds of fire on top, clouds of fire at the bottom, and you are sandwiched in between. Yeah, we can't take your electrical kettle, the steam that comes off. A little bit, it touches your fingertip for a split second. That is so hard. Any little flame, and this cloud of fire on top at the bottom. In between, you are ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Allah says, that I'm warning you about that. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادِهِ يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. So save yourself from that. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ شِدَادٌ غِلَاظٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. It's not an easy thing, and that is forever and ever and ever, no end to it. May Allah save us all, keep our iman intact, forgive us our gunas, save us from gunas. It's a serious matter, it's not a simple matter. And those who have understood it, they all say it's a very tough journey. It's the day of Qiyamah when everyone will be naked. Can we imagine that? The condition will be so severe, we won't look at one another. But just imagine that, yeah, just a little bit in a compromising situation, anyone, family members have to see you. Your children have to see you. We can't take it. And there on the day of Qiyamah, so and the full sirat, Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save us. And we are also advised, don't speak too much about it. We can't even take that. It is too heavy for us, but it's a reality also. And we have to go to it, just like being unmindful of it and just carrying on life, making ourselves happy, these things, like an ostrich puts its head in the ground, that no problem exists. That doesn't mean the problem is gone. The problem is there and we'll have to face it. Allah give us tawfiq. So, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, you are the owner. You own, you have got the franchise of akhlaq. If you want to know what is akhlaq, don't go and read some Western writer's book. We want to get married, don't go and read a book that how to, okay, when you get married, what you must do. Find out what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he treated his wife, how he spent the first night with the wives. Everything, whatever we want to do, let us study the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, we try and become ulama. Here we have got Hafiz Maulana Saleem Rangila. His father is completing in 2 weeks' time. At the age of 72, he's completing his alim course in Potchefstroom. By 72. One person in America at the age of 90 went to an alim and told him, my Hafiz graduation is going to take place. I want you also to come at the age of 90. So we also can learn. Allah gives me and us all tawfiq. And there is no end to learning. Learning all process carries on and on. And if we cannot, then our children, make them ulama. These are the things really to learn. And these are the things to acquire. What was the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In every department of life, how he lived. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is so great, so high, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, whatever praise you want to bestow on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bestow it. He is deserving of it. Only don't go to the extent of the Christians who said that their Nabi Isa alayhi salam is God himself, or he's part of God, or he's the son of God. Don't do that. Don't give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam the status of Allah. Besides that, whatever praises you want to flower down, shower down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go ahead. He's well deserving of that, and much more than that also. We can never even recognize our Nabi. Where we must make dua and effort to get ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, we must also make dua and effort to get the ma'rifat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And in that line, who the great Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. Tabi'een, tabi'een, and right through till today, our great, great buzurgs. And what qualities they have got, may Allah make that a mission in our lives. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is so great and so high, he has got certain rights also upon us. And we must try and fulfill those rights of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are many, many rights of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll just mention a few. One is we must have iman bi Rasul. Our iman must be 100%. Now, alhamdulillah, hopefully all of us, we accept that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was born in Makkah Sharif, and then he grew up in Makkah, who made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. We know who Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, who is buried in Madinatul Munawwara, whose qabr is in the Rawza-i Mubarak. He is Allah's Rasul. He is Allah's last and final Rasul. No Rasul can come after him. So much so, our iman must be on this, that if somebody else said somebody else is a Rasul, or somebody else claims to be a Nabi today, a Rasul, and we ask him, what is your proof that we want to see? You lose your iman on asking that question. In other words, it's not negotiable, it's not questionable, it's final. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Rasul. Now when we have that, today the people of the world say, you got blinkers, you must be open-minded. In this matter, inshallah, still all will agree that no blinkers here and no open-mindedness. But on many other matters of deen, they say, no, you must have blinkers. On that again, divert a little bit. One person came to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. And inshallah, this will benefit us all tremendously, especially in the environment we are living. And he wanted to debate with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik, great Imam, he was fit to debate. He said, I don't wish to debate with you. So he said, why? He says, see, in a debate, what is the truth? That is usually left to one side. What there, you will want to prove your point, I will want to prove my point. And if you are more geared up, your tongue is such, and you got answers for everything. Like today we know husband-wife argument, everyone's got an answer for everything, any argument. You got an answer for everything. It's very possible you'll overpower me with your arguments. But I'll know still the truth is this. But now an agreement in a debate is that whoever wins the debate, then the other person must submit to that. So if you win me in the debate, I must agree with you. Okay, if we go to that extent, now I agree with you, we go on what you say. A third person comes, and he debates with us now. And he's got another viewpoint again. And he is also a very good person. He's got that tongue, he's got that arguments, and he presents it everything. Now when he wins that debate, again we have to change. And what is yaqeen and what is iman, what is faith? That what we know what is right, that is right. Finish. We don't have to go into arguments and debates with people. And debates just cause more uneasiness in a person, unpleasantness. You start disliking that person. You think bad about it. So what we have to do, even the ulama for this time, our ulama have said, don't go into debates. But even the public, even more, we should not go into debates. We know what is right, we just follow that. And don't worry, the people can say you've got blinkers, you are just like in a cocoon, and you are just, you're not open-minded, you must entertain. For example, on the question of Nabuwat, if we want to entertain another thought, how dangerous isn't it? So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the last and final Nabi. Practically for us also, our yaqeen must be that our success is only in the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu. Today, lot of people also tell us that no, you can't follow the sunnahs today. You must follow the other ways of life of other people. Because everyone puts it in a different level. But we are discouraged from the sunnah. Our yaqeen must be, and more than that yaqeen, our amal must be also in that way of life. So we must have that conviction, and we must cherish the sunnah, and that is the way of life that we have to bring in us. And that what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, what his sharia which he has given us, that is the final sharia, and we accept that wholeheartedly. The Raditu Billahi Rabban, I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb. And that is not just the words of it. May Allah give us the edge by reading the words, that is planting the seed. And then put the fertilizer, water it, nurture it, look after it until it becomes a strong, solid tree. Wabil Islami Deena, and Islam my way of life. وَبِالْ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. A person who reads it every morning and every evening, Allah will be happy with him on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads it once in the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold him by his hand and take him into Jannah. So what great benefits. And we can even add in one riwayat it comes, وَبِالْقُرْآنِ إِمَامًا وَحَكَمًا. And we believe in Quran as our imam. We will follow the Quran. And our decision maker is the Quran Sharif. Allah give us that topic. Today we know it's common. Inheritance matters, marriage matters, divorce. We go to court. That what the court decides, and it overthrows our system. And we are not worried about that. We feel that the West, their courts give us, that is more superior, No, our Islamic, and Allah give us tawfiq. To talk of it is easy, to listen more easier. But when it comes on us at that time, which Hazrat has written in this poem, that he had to make blood out of his desires, he had to slaughter his desires. You are seeing here, to do this according to another lifestyle, another way of life, there is benefit in it. Immediate benefit. And Islam shows your teachings that you are going to lose out here. You're going to lose out greatly. But at that time, to cut your desires and to follow deen, that is what is that istiqamat. Istiqamat on deen, fastaqim kama umirt. When this ayat was revealed, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your beard is gone grey now, that you are becoming old. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that ayat made my beard grow old. Istiqamat is not an easy thing all the time. To talk here in the masjid environment, everyone nodding their heads, everyone happy, is quite easy. But when you're in that difficult situation, where you are one and 10 people are against you, or the whole majma at a social gathering, everyone has got different views, and for you istiqamat at that time, and many other occasions also, Allah Ta'ala give us to be firm on deen. So iman bi rasul, and then muhabbate rasul, te rasul, to have the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that love must be so much. Yeah, again, it's just words. We have to love Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than what we love ourselves also. that we are prepared to forgo ourselves for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a request. Then only is our iman complete. Without that, our iman is still not complete. So we have to develop that, and it will come by following sunnahs, and we see the sunnahs, we will cherish it, and by reading Durood Sharif, that bond and connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. So the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also very, very much required. And then this love is not just an ordinary type of love like husband and wife or with friends. We become very, very informal with one another. We speak anyhow. But this love must be with azmat, with the great respect and the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him also, but that love doesn't just become free and you just like speak anyhow, and you just like anything you say, you go Roza-e Mubarak and you stand in a casual way and you are reading. No, with the utmost of respect. And that also, again, we have to see our elders, how they behaved and how they stood at Roza-e Mubarak and what their connection was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that azmat must also be there. Together with the azmat then, which is also so important, itaat-e Rasul. If we have all that, but we're not following in the lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi quotes a poem. And he says, oh Haji, I fear that the road you have taken, you will not reach the Kaaba, you will reach Turkistan. In other words, our lifestyle is contrary to that of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are saying that we want to go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the lifestyle is opposite to that. We are going in the opposite direction. So how are we going to reach where we want to reach by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So in everything we have to try, and we have to make tawbah and istighfar, and continuously tawbah istighfar has to be on our tongue. We miss out so many sunnahs, sometimes just because my laziness, sometimes just because my desires, I want this, I want that, and we just don't follow the sunnah. We break so many sunnahs. On the one side, we claim that we are, and we are happy that I follow sunnahs, but really we are still breaking so many sunnahs and we are foregoing them. So tawbah istighfar is compulsory for us. And then, itaat-e Rasul, then fikr-e Rasul. The worry, the gham, the concern Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you people knew what I know, you will laugh very little and you will be crying all the time. Hey, if we know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jahannam. Allah showed Jahannam to him. All the azabs which come in detail also. That what azabs there are in Jahannam. Condition of the qabr Allah ta'ala showed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person has a glimpse, an idea from the kitabs which we study, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar Ahmad Sahib Dulyawi, Rahmatullah Ali, one of few bayans he gave on the azab of Allah. Allah, but if we read that, our hair stands up on edge, that what that azab is of Allah Ta'ala, that in this world, just one little glimpse. One person, he had killed a camel or something, or the baby of the camel or something, and that camel came for him. So he ran away, and the only place he could find refuge was a cave. So he wanted to go in the cave, and there was a scorpion. And that scorpion bit him, and the pain of that scorpion was so terrible. And then the camel got him, because now he couldn't go in. And with its jaw, it caught its skull, and crushed it completely. Now we can't even be able to hear these things. And the scorpions of Jahannam are the size of donkeys. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. Allah protect us. And when Allah said, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum," your children which you love and cherish, save them from this fire. It was the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So that fikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is going to happen to me, my ummah, what will happen to my children, to everyone else, that concern, Allah bless us with that concern. And then after the fikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few primary things. One is to read Durood Sharif. And on that also we can see how weak we are. How many times a day do we read Durood? Or is it like a burden for us to read the Durood? That we can see also. Then after that is to practice on the Sunnah. That is also remembering Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to read a kitab on the seerah, on the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me and us all tawfiq to always keep a kitab of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, written by authentic ulama. That is very important also, the ulama, that we know who are authentic. When ask them, this kitab, is it all right? Today the market is filled, and the internet, you go on Google, it is filled with Jewish sites on Islam. It is filled with the Shia sites on Islam. So we don't just go to any site and anyhow. Find out what we are going to. And Allah make dua also, Allah bless us with the true seer and the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then how beautiful to top it up on all is ziyarat Rasul. To go and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah put that in the heart of every believer. And as we have mentioned, it has been mentioned several times, this ummah is the only ummah that knows exactly where our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and without much difficulty to easily go there and to present yourself in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what enjoyment then just to think and read As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. What great enjoyment it gives. May Allah fill our hearts with that. And we go and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So Allah bless us with this reality of our deen. And with this month of Rabiul Awal, it isn't that it is some seerah jalsa or that we only speak of it now, but it is an occasion that it brings us into, that we think of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And throughout our lives, in all our a'mal, whether it is our walimas, whether it is our Quran Sharif khatams, whether it is our nikahs, at that time, then we get just washed away. We don't do things according to Sunnah then. All the extravagance that comes into us, all the wastage that takes place at that time, all the ways of the enemies of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and me, so-called, I think myself a lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm doing all the things which are hurting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reports are being given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, I'm doing everything the opposite. And then yes, I will still sit on the minbar and claim that I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving big talks of the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but khud ka koi chikana nahi. What are we? We are not anywhere whatsoever. So we have to keep on trying. This path is, as Hazrat Mashaa Wasiullah sahab rahmatullahi alayhi say, gir jate hai. Girte hai, we fall down. Uthte hai, we get up again. Chalte hai, again we start walking. We will make mistakes, but we have to carry on and on. And Maulana Mashallah, Salman gave a very good talk this morning also, that innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, Muslims are brothers of one another. This unity which we are talking, and then from there beautifully explained the 6 points that we must do in order to bring this ukhuwat, in order to bring this unity. Not just the slogan, we want unity. What if we want that unity? The Quran has spelled it out for us. Do the 6 things that the Quran says after that, and then on that unity will come. Unity can never be on falsehood. Unity is only on the truth. And if we all unite on the truth, there will be unity. That is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked for with the Sahaba, and that is what they gained, the unity. Still, differences of opinion were there, but that were accommodated in unity. There was no problem with that. So what is unity? What we think is unity, to make shaitan also happy, keep our nafs also happy. We are practicing our deen also, changing our deen to fit in with shaitan and nafs, all ways, and we got unity. That will never bring unity. Unity on the deen, on the truth, and in there. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك ربنا
تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.